Okay, in this audio, I'd like to talk about the context of working with a client who has been through a recovery process, and they may still think that they are in a recovery process, but who's been doing that for some time, and there has been a change in the perspective that they have about what it means for them to be in this mature recovering stage and how it is transforming more to a wellness context. Now, from a motivational direction point of view, they probably will have an overall motivation, which is moving towards the things that really they enjoy in life, that have meaning, that have a heart for them, that are about their vision for themselves, about their meaning and purpose. And so they will be meaning making on an ongoing basis. There is, of course, though, the presence of the past in their present. And what I mean by that is that they have had an actual experience of chronic healthcare challenge. So they might have been chronically addicted or chronically obese or chronically mentally unwell, had a chronic disease, and so on. So what they will be therefore aware of is that there is the potentiality for a return to that experience. So they are different to the people who I was talking about in the previous audio, who, when you're working with them, we're working with the potentialities, if you like, of something that they haven't yet experienced going forward. In this group we're talking about now, they have had the experience, and so they do not wish to return to it. They do not wish to revisit or have another experience of the previous experiences. So in some contexts, we could refer this to as they don't wish to relapse. And of course, if we're talking, for instance, about a chronic disease that's gone into, say, remission, so something like cancer or something, they will be having some anxiety, possibly motivation, around not wishing to enhance the possibilities, perhaps, of a recurrence of that disease. So this group of people is going to want to stay connected to their past experience. So they want to integrate that they have had this past experience. They will be living their lives moving forward in a positive way, about in the positive direction, and looking at all of those aspects of life which they wish to fulfill and enjoy. They will be working towards feeling good and so on. But they still have to carry the knowledge of the past experience, and it will generate an emotion for them. So that fear and anxiety about going back, of course, recedes over time. So if you think about somebody who's only a few months away from a very troubling experience, it'll be quite vivid. They'll remember it. They'll still be processing it and recovering from it. It might be very present. Fast forward 20 years, and of course their perspective has completely changed on that experience. And so whilst they can recall it, they probably won't have very much emotional linkage and content to it. So when we're working in this context, from a wellness perspective, we want to be aware that there is this sort of moving away from, over time, the experience of the past and the pain and the anxiety that comes with the idea of going back to it, and help our clients manage their own relationship between the memory of it and the fear that they carry around that memory, or the other emotions, without it getting out of balance, if you like. So it's not that we are proposing that they deny the past, but we want to be in right relationship to it. Now, in the early stages of, if you like, the wellness perspective, it can be healthy for there to be some, awareness that there is some fear about, I don't want to go back to that experience, and so on. As long as it is counterweighted and it doesn't become the primary motivation for the movement forward, then that's okay. But the fact that it exists there as a reference, an emotional reference point, is perfectly valid and acceptable within the context of the situation that they're in. Now, there is some idea in some healthcare recovery fields that it is important to continually provoke the memory of the past in order to stay motivated for the future. This strategy generally doesn't work over sustainable periods of time, because simply trying to re-provoke fear and anxiety in order to get a momentum to go forwards will exhaust the client, and eventually so much time will have elapsed that it will be impractical and will cause some kind of disconnect for the client, who will feel that they can never really get away from this past experience. We want to, again, just remember that it's important for there to be a counteracting direction for people to move towards. So the idea of provoking fear for the past isn't required. It's important that you, as a coach, don't get drawn into feeling like you've got to remind your client just how bad it really was in case they forget, because the idea is that there is some anxiety around if they forget how bad it was, they will make the same mistakes. It's more the case that if they know how good it is now, they will keep moving in the direction of how good it feels now. And it's directly related to the idea that if a recovery process is going to take place and be sustainable, the emotional content, i.e. how people feel most of the time in the recovering and wellness lives, parts of their lives, must be better than, and overwhelmingly a better experience than, the experience they had when they were in their healthcare challenge. Otherwise, they won't see the point. One of the most often statements said to me with people that I've worked with, that I've coached in, who've reached a fairly mature stage of recovery, is that they feel like they have lost touch with why they got into recovery in the first place. And what this really indicates is that their current life now does not hold enough good feeling and enough fulfillment for them, and so they don't really understand how to make sense of where they've come to. And what needs to be rekindled and reignited is their sense of purpose, their sense of achievement, or the idea that there are things that they can achieve, the fact that they can add value, they can fulfill their potential, and so on. And that normally revives and brings about a new energy to move them forward.